For women, this is your matrix. You got your cute axis, and you got your money axis. Okay, and if you have, there's only three sections. Women have a very large no-go zone. Facts. This is for dudes who are neither hot nor have a lot of money.
Okay, now that no-go zone, let's talk about it. For most women, I feel like that no-go zone is the bottom 70% of men. And I'm being conservative. Some would say the bottom 80 or 90% of men. But I'll cut you ladies some slack today. So that's just the average guy. So even if you're kind of handsome and you make decent money, that's still considered like the bottom 70. So keep that in mind.
You'll notice over here, this is the husband section. Once you cross a line and have sufficient amounts of money, it is no longer relevant how hot you are.
Fact.
And then women have a fun zone here where a dude is broke but hot. That is the cute versus rich matrix for women's use.
Ladies, if it's a lie, let us know in the comment section. I think it's the truth. You got the broke hot guys that you'll have your fun with in your 20s. And then in your 30s, you're hoping one of them easily manipulated men who may not look that good and may have not did that great with the ladies will come and wipe you up and give you that security for the rest of your life. When you work an 80-hour week but still have to hear how you don't do-ish around the house. I mean, yeah, if you got a stay-at-home girlfriend or wife or whatever and you working that much, man, she shouldn't have the nerve to say anything about helping around the house. Period. I'm working, you take care of the house, period. No gray area. Now, where the argument come in is, what if she worked just like you do? In that case, I definitely get the argument, hey, we both should help. But I think it depends on the hours. Now, if he really working an 80-hour week, which I don't know about that. But let's just say he is. And she working a 40-hour week, then I think more of the house duty should lean on her.
I want this man to do gross, disrespectful, unspeakable, borderline illegal things to me. I want us to be done and him not be able to look at me after, not be able.
Now, a lot of women feel this way. A lot of women feel this way. Fellas, you would be shocked how many women agree with this. But see, the thing is, when a man loves a woman, it's hard for him to do those unspeakable things to her. He could do it to, you know, a hook, if you know what I mean, with no remorse and not think twice about it. But the woman he loves, the woman he wakes up and smooches and call, you know, my snuggle muffin. No, he can't do those unthinkable things. And women realize that after a while. So they just like, look, I'll just go find some hot guy at the bar to do it. But then once they start getting those guys to do it, then they get hooked on those guys. And then when it's time to settle down and have a wholesome family, it's going to be hard for her to be satisfied with it.
I love no's. First time I got rejected by a girl, right? First no, I'm like, what if I'm only 25 no's away from getting my dream girl? So I got the second rejection. Instead of being bummed out thinking nobody likes me, I'm thinking I got 23 more. I was excited about getting the no's. Most guys would have quit after 24 no's. I got rejected for the 24th straight time. My best friend's like, dude, why are you so excited? I'm like, I'm almost there.
Hey, this is a great attitude to have. Okay. First thing I want to point out, there is no dream girl, fellas. And ladies, there's no dream guy. There's plenty of people that you could potentially make a relationship work with. So please get that dream girl or dream guy thing out of your head, because that keeps a lot of men and women single. Second, he's no Brad Pitt in his prime. That's not a diss, but what I'm saying is I give him that much more credit to be able to just keep approaching women and keep having the self-esteem to keep going after you keep getting rejected. Most guys are like shooting at 10% when it comes to the ladies, even if he's a kind of handsome guy. And if he's a really handsome guy and he's tall, he might be shooting at 20 or 30. So don't feel bad that you're getting rejected 9 out of 10 times with women. Most guys are.
But that's true. The universe works that way. Every no you get, you're just that much closer. You're not farther away. It's just perspective. What is perspective? That's my reality. I just get excited about the no, and I end up with the best wife, the best houses, the best job. And guess what? Tons of no's to get all of them.
Grow through the no's. Like, keep improving yourself through the no's. Like, if you keep doing something over and over and over again, I don't care what it is You're going to get better at it, period. You still might not be great after 10 years of doing it, but you're 1,000 times better than when you first started. That's a fact.